Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to I Love Movies. I have to open up my notes to say the rest of my opening statements. I have some opening statements, and then the trial can proceed. Here we go. Hey, everybody said that. ILM is in effect, y'all. I didn't write that down. I just said that. I didn't write it down that way. At UCB in L.A., pre-show to the great Comedy Death Ray every Tuesday night here at Upright Scissor Brigade Theater.com. Follow me on Twitter, you guys. Seriously, if you're a fan of the podcast and you don't follow me on Twitter, I don't get it. Like you don't have to be friends with anyone else. You don't have to follow anyone else on Twitter. Just follow me, because, you know, you're always like, when are you coming to wherever? Well, you'll find out if you follow me on Twitter, because I say, hey, I'm coming to wherever. It's a perfect system. And I write jokes on there, too, sometimes, so you might get a laugh out of it. Like this, I do 8 words or less movie reviews. I finally got around to seeing Paranormal Activity, and my first 8 words or less review of that is not enough activity for my taste. And then my alternate 8 word or less review is Scariest Nap I Ever Took. Because I slept through that fucker. My guest tonight. Let's do it. My guests tonight are the host of the awesome podcast Never Not Funny and his sidekick on Never Not Funny. Please welcome Jimmy Pardo and Matt Belknap, everybody. Yeah! A secret till this very moment. Look at the children's eyes light up as the kings of podcasting.
Wow. Hi, I would have sworn you'd be sitting here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't like to divide you guys. I like to keep you together.
Center square.
Yeah, host and sidekick. Do you like that expression, sidekick, Matt?
You know, I haven't heard that much, sidekick? But that's okay. I can't argue it.
Would certainly you prefer minion?
No.
Okay.
Second banana.
Henchman?
No.
What is that? What did you say?
Second banana.
Second banana. I thought you said like an Indian name or something.
Yeah.
Second banana.
Second your wheel.
Sapajababa.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Dances with podcasts.
Sapajasada. So, yeah, Never Not Funny. It's a pleasure to have you guys
it's
here.
My pleasure.
I do your show all the time.
Yes, you
and
do.
Not all the time. You have other guests.
Just enough.
Just you have just enough people. You have just enough contacts to get by without me. Sometimes you have to suffer and take a John Hamm
or a
Paul F. Tompkins instead of the great Doug Benson. Mm-hmm.
Well, we can't. That's, we got to space it out.
It's a lot about settling in this business. So, you guys, I'm excited to have on because you have a thing happening immediately. Now,
11.
Of course, people will be listening to this podcast for years to come going, well, that would have been great if I'd have heard about this at the time. But for everybody who's listening in a timely manner, tell them what's happening this
Podcastathon.
This Friday.
2009.
November.
I expected more from that.
You got nothing.
Podcastathon.
I also expect, host and the sidekick to sound more different from one another. Like, it just sounded like you were both going, ha, da, da, da.
But we're doing a Toyota commercial, basically.
Oh, okay.
Podcastathon 2009, get in here. Corollas, Camrys, price to sell. All right, Matt, explain what the Podcastathon is for the folks in the front row that give a shit that we're here.
Podcastathon.
Their arms are folded because it's an exceptionally chilly November night in California.
I'm with you guys. I'm going to sit like that, too. It's comfortable.
Sure. You barely could care we're here.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at the apathy on their faces.
Well, I could barely see
it. Disgusted by it.
Podcastathon 2009.
Go on, explain it.
We're doing...
You know what? Next show, I'm going to cancel my ad in the LA Weekly that says apathy face gets in for free.
that may be what happened.
It gets people in the seats, though, doesn't it?
It does, because a lot of people are like, I have apathy face. And they don't bother to read further that it's free for everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone gets in for free.
Well, stick with that.
I've got exciting news, if I may drop it in here.
Right in the middle of the big announcement.
Yeah, right in the middle of your big announcement.
Just build tension.
This is like a layer cake of announcements.
Yeah. Sure. Guys, go ahead and crinkle those wrappers.
People say to me, the number one complaint that people have about this podcast is you don't do it often enough. Well, my Christmas gift to, or holiday gift, I should say, Jews, my Christmas gift is for the next, I'm going to do podcasts for the next 4 weeks consecutively.
Whoa!
Yes.
That is too much.
And the guests get better every week.
That is too much.
Wait, that was sort of insulting to you guys.
Kind of a diss.
That wasn't right to say in front of you guys.
Horrible.
I hate that. I talk shows are like, oh, tomorrow night's show is
you
really
see what
gonna
we
be better
aren't doing
than
tonight.
This shit
that's
tonight.
Insulting.
Yeah. No, this is the best.
You guys are off the hook.
This is the best one of the four, actually.
Oh, no question.
So
I've seen the lineups.
Diminished returns. By the fourth one, you're going to be like, what? He's just bringing people out from the audience? So continue your announcement.
Go
Matt.
Ahead, Matt. Podcastathon. Then we have movies to talk about.
Of course.
Yeah.
Doug loves them.
Heard that. Podcastathon.
Jimmy's never not funny.
I see what you did.
You were looking right at it.
I loved it too. It was on
the other
window. And you swung.
We're doing a 9-hour live podcast.
9 hours.
On Friday night.
It's like a Dane Cook show, but with a million comics. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, and funny.
Hey, you said it, and I agree.
Wowie kazowie!
Don't be a pussy and write to @DaneCook at Twitter and say, Jimmy Pardo and Doug Benson were talking shit at you, unless you remember to go @DougBenson and not @JimmyPardo because you're not on Twitter.
No, refuse.
Jimmy refuses to do Twitter, you guys.
But Never Not Funny is. So you can pretend you're talking to
Never
Jimmy.
Not Funny is on Twitter, and yeah, so Matt just types in all caps. And people think it's Jimmy.
Because I'm a monkey.
You're a yeller. You yell. You're a yeller.
I don't know why this made
but
all
not
caps.
Not in an annoying way.
Know.
Look at that. That's me on all caps.
Hold back, Jimmy, on the physical humor.
So if you want to watch...
Now, but the thing is, Jimmy can do his physical humor, his special style of physical humor,
right. Like we're seeing right now.
The podcast marathon.
Yeah, it's
because
video.
Because there are video component involved. Yes, How many cameras? One camera?
Three cameras.
Three cameras.
I guessed low with one. they trumped me with three.
Yeah, three
That's
full
fantastic.
Cameras.
That's fantastic. So
9 hours. It's
9 hours.
Starting at 9 p.m. Pacific time.
Can you name any of the names that are going to be participating?
No, it's all a surprise.
No, it's
all a surprise.
You don't know who's going to show up at 4 in the morning.
Wayne Newton could show up.
I can tell you in advance Wayne Newton will not be
Wayne
there.
Wayne Newton will not be there.
This just in, Wayne Newton's canceled.
Also not going to be there. Ice-T.
Wrong.
Might be there.
Yeah.
Like, do it. That'd be funny. You've never seen a show where they do a list of who's definitely not going to be there. Like, don't worry right. about it. This person won't under any circumstances.
You're not missing out. Jack McBrayer will not to, be involved.
If, well, if you're
wait,
if
we you
Jack
not
McBrayer. Now, Jack McBrayer is top of mind for you because you do the warm-up at Conan.
I was.
He was a guest tonight.
He was on the night.
Boom!
He's a nice man.
I knew it.
Very pleasant, Jack McBrayer.
He's the best.
Yes, that's
he's almost
that means
as,
good.
He's almost as stupid as his character on that show.
Whoa, that's
I mean,
you, not,
not stupid.
Me.
I meant nice. I yes, meant he's almost as nice.
He's very pleasant.
He's just so sweet. He can say the most
sweet.
Evil awkwardly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we.
Does he smell
got
good?
To the truth of it.
Oh, he smells like flowers.
Yeah, he looks like he would smell good.
Yeah, like a lilac. He's like lilac from the old Batman series.
He's Whoa. Like he's like one of the he's like gay but totally ignores the memos. Like it's just like he's gonna marry a woman and you know, but he's like such a
I thought you
nice
said he's like
smelly
Gabe,
friendly
I'm
man.
Like, who the fuck is Gabe?
He's Gabe.
He's like Gabe Kaplan.
He's like Gabe Kaplan.
Hey, here's Gabe Kaplan.
Hey, did I ever talk about my uncle? Yes. Shut up.
Welcome back to I Love Movies. Let me ask you guys this.
What movie was Gabe Kaplan in?
He was in a movie about basketball called Fast Break.
Boom. Funny, a lady played a guy. They had to tape down her boobs.
A lady played a guy?
Well, they had to pretend she was a guy for the team. Yeah,
it's like Ladybugs in reverse. Right.
You see that butt swishing down the court? That's a line from the movie.
But that's one of the many fascinating characters on the team, right? There's mm-hmm. a lot of interesting
Oh,
types.
Everybody's unique.
Yeah.
In the world of Gabe Kaplan, sure. everyone's unique compared to him. He's dull.
Confirmed. Matthew, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of us know you as Sasquatch. What's yeah. new with a special
Does
thing?
Does anyone here know me as
a
Sasquatch?
Specialthing.com. What's going on with... See, they
Two
do.
People.
Specialthing.com.
Yeah.
Tell us about it quickly.
It's a website for comedy lovers and comedians alike. Everyone gets together to talk about comedy and mostly complain about why things aren't better.
Everything should be better, and we should be. Specialthing.com is great for me because the last thing I need is to think, you know, anything I'm doing is perfect.
They
I
like
don't,
you
I don't,
there.
I don't need
Doug.
That. They do like me a lot.
They like
you know, they'll
still,
come right
they
in.
Still
they'll
have
come
some
in
opinions.
With, they'll come in with their thing that you know maybe in their mind isn't that terrible, but in my mind is like, yeah. well, that hurts my feelings.
It's the home of the backhanded compliment.
Oh yes.
Totally
people,
backhanded.
People thinking they're actually saying something insightful to you, and they're actually just saying, you're not good.
Even though you did a lot of the same material I've already heard during your Live at Gotham appearance, you are still my second favorite comedian.
Is that confirmed?
You might be number one, though, so...
No question.
So specialthing.com, I always like to mention on this show, and I haven't yet because I knew you were going to be out here, but how many years has that been running now, you think?
We started in 2001, so 8 years.
Wow, oh, 8 years, goodness. And there's 28 members. So
it's building.
Yep.
So come by. No, honestly, if you have the opportunity to give a backhanded compliment to a famous comedian... you know, Patton Oswalt reads it. Mm-hmm. Paul F. Tompkins reads it. So sure, be sure to write in about how short and gap teeth they are. What?
And they used to post.
Used to, yeah. Well, you get driven away, but for some reason I'm tenacious and I hang in there.
And Louis C.K. is hung in there. He's around. He comes around to insult people every so often, every fortnight.
He could say, I hope you get AIDS and die, and people laugh.
They love it.
People are like, oh, he told me to get AIDS. Yeah. If I said that, I'd have to apologize to Canada.
Yes.
So what have you guys seen lately? What movies have you seen lately?
I saw a motion picture
happening?
Just today called 2012.
You saw
did
it today?
Did you like it, young man? You're wrong.
Did you? He said no. The guy in the audience. But did you go out specifically because you thought you should see a movie before being on I Love Movies? Or
no, I always go every Tuesday. I go to a motion picture. I go see it
every
talking.
Tuesday afternoon.
That's right.
So you're past the baby movie.
Yeah,
thing
baby movie's
you used
over.
To do.
And now I go. The nanny shows up. I go to the gymnasium. I do a couple of push-ups, and then I go to the. I go see a motion picture, and then
you
I
work
go to
up
work.
A good sweat and go sit
sure.
next to somebody, and then
I get the flu from the air conditioning in the movie theater.
Oh, God.
I think
it's chilly
did
in
you
there.
See this 2012?
I did not see
every
that 2012.
Second of it sucks, but overall you go, what a great movie! I love it, but anyway, I go, that was a lot of fun, but I could find fault with every second of the movie.
Right, but they do manage to, like I saw in the previews, they do manage to make it, there must be some tension.
Oh, there's
because,
no question.
Because things are really getting fucked up, and you're like, Amanda Peet is too cute to die in this whatever's happening.
I don't want to give away the ending. She does not die.
Oh.
There's a dog, too. Boy, you got... Yeah, oh, stay tuned. Does the dog make it?
No.
In what is maybe the worst scene in movie history? And that's an exaggeration, certainly. But an
yeah, well, because the dog made it in Independence Day because yeah. when the fireball was going through the driving tunnel, if you just jump into a door...
A yeah, you're fine.
The
yeah.
fireballs... You know, past, the fireball doesn't look both ways. Fireballs are like, I gotta go over here! Is I'm that, a fireball!
Now, here's a
speaking
piece of
fireballs, we had a few just shoot through the audience.
I wish they had looked both
late
ways.
Late coming Hello. Fireballs.
Hi, girls.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Wait a minute, that's
FB,
April.
Not to be
Doesn't
confused
matter
with
who it is. We got fire in our
Facebook.
Balls from them. What?
Now, there's nobody sitting. I like to have people sitting close by up here on stage for the moment where I pick two audience members to be represented by the guests in the Leonard Maltin game. And there's nobody sitting right here, so if that's something you'd like to do, come sit
they're
closer.
They're 6 feet away.
That's no, but not, I like to go like negative. This, Jimmy.
Oh, I see.
They're right there.
Okay.
Well, I like to have them close by, and usually there's people sitting there. See, these people want to play.
Too many
Some
now.
People came to
too
play.
Many.
Now
too
there's
many.
Too many. One will be executed. We are going to give you the GOP purity test and then decide who lives.
Let me tell you about when I saw Pirate Radio last week.
Oh.
That was last Tuesday.
We're jumping back to last week.
That was last Tuesday.
Now, did Amanda Peet live through Pirate Radio?
not if she watched it.
Oh, brutal, right? 2 hours and 9 minutes or something?
No, this was the shortened up version. This was the U.S. release. But you know what I saw?
You didn't fly to London to see this movie?
I like to go overseas for a lot of my movies. You know that.
Yeah, usually like you're at the premiere of all those.
Sure, I saw all the Bond movies at that theater where the premieres were. Here's the deal. I'm watching Pirate Radio, and while I'm getting ready, there's about another four people in there because I go to the matinee. A guy is holding up a video camera, and he's videotaping the trailers. And I said to myself, if that guy videotapes the movie, I'm going to tell on him.
Ooh.
And then sure enough, it starts, and he puts it up, and he's videotaping Pirate Radio.
Wait a minute. You made fun of me for ratting some kids out for smoking in first grade. Why are you suddenly the rat?
Don't you ever see the trailer where they tell you it hurts us all if you videotape a movie?
They mean people in show business, not us.
I think when a movie is about illegal broadcasting, right? I think illegal videotaping
yeah,
is okay.
I disagree.
That's
he was
what
getting
I
in
think.
The spirit.
If I had a gavel, it would go right now.
I told on him. I walked out and told on this gentleman. He's going to get the wrath of Pardo.
So then what happened? Did they go back in and
they told
rough him up?
I said, wait a minute, though, so he doesn't
Don't
know
make it look
me.
Like me. Make it look like I was Johnny Pee-Pee.
Is anybody else? Wait a minute. Let me sit back.
People get
my
up
seat.
Immediately when the movie starts all the time.
Yeah.
It was awkward. I felt that was
I'm
going to
get out of here before I find out what is happening in this movie.
You could have left any time during that
he
film.
He knew it was you.
No, he didn't.
He did so.
I know he did.
He videotaped the back of your head for the rest of the movie.
Sounds like he was being kind of obvious about it, though. That guy should be taken
Shouldn't
down.
You be in the back row? Why, yes. is, he, why is he in front of me?
You people should. Do it in... have you had it happen in comedy clubs where people just hold up the phone or the camera, just tape
no.
your act, and you see it. Like, as you're on stage, you see just a light that looks like a flash is about to happen, but then it never does. It just keeps being a light, and eventually I have to go... Hey, could you...
And then you die of suspense, right?
No.
When is this camera going to go?
I make sure they stop before I continue with my hilarious planned comedy.
Sure.
Because they'll put it on YouTube, and then people watch it on YouTube. Why would you come see me live if you saw me on YouTube? You'd be like, he's inaudible and blurry.
you also don't want your racist jokes on there as well, which...
Well, yeah, I flip out and just start screaming the N-word.
String him up!
I just start screaming...
Years ago, you'd be strung up!
Wait, what? I didn't mean that.
Really, that's exactly what you said.
You know what would be fun for white people to do? Let's start saying Niedermeyer instead of the other N-word. Just switch it up, but we know what we mean.
Love it. What if your name
Niedermeyer!
Is Niedermeyer?
You're in the inner city, could go into an intersection.
Niedermeyer,
kids are walking by slowly, yelled Niedermeyer at him. That would be awesome.
But then
they,
it just
they
sounds
would
like
still kill you just for yelling at them.
It sounds like you're just yelling at nerds then, because that's like a classic nerd name.
What I love is that all of that happened, and Doug goes, "They'll still kill you." Like, that's all right. They'll still kill you. You know,
they're still
going to
do it. That was a bad idea. Speaking of bad ideas, they cut Jimmy Pardo out of The Informant?
Yeah, well, they cut me out as I was driving to the set. It was like, they did a pre-cut. I was on my way.
I can't believe this, Jimmy.
I
can't believe I'm hearing this.
I read the script and was like, you know what?
What were you supposed to do?
I was supposed to be a guy in a suit.
Oh, really? Interesting. They only had a few of those in there.
I read the script and I was like reading it going, boy, there's only one scene that makes no sense in this movie. Guess which one? And then it's like, how do they not know this scene isn't needed? And then as I'm driving, ring, hey, we don't need you. So I was cut
off. What do you do in the scene? What do you say in the scene?
I put the wire on Matt Damon and wired him up for the 97th time in the movie. And they realized, hey, we've already got scenes where he's wired up. And
are you funny when you do it?
Well, again, I never did it.
When you
audition?
Really
do you audition when you're funny?
I auditioned for a different role. I auditioned for the Matt Damon role. So I, and then I got
for reals.
And then I got a two-line part, and then they cut me loose. Trickle down casting.
Let me just ask you this. How much weight did you put on for the role you ended up not doing?
That's the shit part. I put on 48 pounds.
Because, Jimmy, I don't want people to, you know, come on here and talk shit about a popular filmmaker like Mr. Soderbergh.
Mm-hmm.
But why did Matt Damon, why did anybody have a conversation? You should gain weight for this role. Like, you could be a fucking investment banker, go undercover, fuck with your own company at any weight.
Not that good. You can't be good looking Matt Damon. You can't be that handsome.
But he put on the stupid glasses. He put on the dumb mustache. He acted like a retard.
He's tired of people loving him so much.
I just fear that the seesaw from Invictus to Informant is going to give him a bad heart.
Yeah.
I fear for Matt Damon's life is the only reason I bring it up.
I'm still worried about Matt Damon.
He should change his name to Fat Damon whenever he's doing a picture where he gained weight for no reason. No reason.
He wanted to look like the guy.
Argument number two against Mr. Soderbergh.
Oh, boy.
He's on trial tonight.
Well, number two is he cut me out. So that's go to number three.
Number three. Why cast a dozen comedians and have them all playing roles where they're not being funny has nothing to do with playing the role?
Not even
as a fucking subtext. You do not laugh once when Patton Oswalt is on screen. You do not laugh once when Paul F. Tompkins is on screen. Why bother to have them unless it's a drama?
Right.
Because the movie's supposed to be funny.
No, is it?
It's supposed to be. It's got an exclamation point at the end, like Cleghorn. It's supposed to be funny. Anyway, I'm never going to be in any of his movies. So when you see Ocean's 14 and you say, when am I going to learn? It hasn't been good since 11.
Remember when everyone said 13? Oh, they're back.
They're back.
Yeah, that was our whole thing. We apologized for 12. Yeah. They had the nerve to say that.
And it was
worse than 12.
Yeah.
It didn't have a guy winding his way through. I love the electric ropes in the art museum and the guy getting through.
I think they thought, well, if we just remake 11 again, that'll be apology enough. Because 12, the problem was it wasn't in Vegas. We apologized for leaving Vegas.
Let's take it back to Vegas. Let's have Al Pacino play a completely uninteresting and uncompelling villain named something Bank. Oh. We'll put on some mustaches, we'll have some silly voices, Bernie Mac will come in and go off script by a word or two, and then die, may he rest in peace. Yeah.
Pour some out for Bernie.
Yeah, he just poured a 40 of water.
Can we all agree Bernie Mac was one of the greatest Niedermeyers of our generation? Can we please all agree on that?
I would go so far as to call him a needleman. That's how great he was. Taking it to the next end.
Means. I don't like that. Yeah, we...
Two out of three vote no. Well, we got to get into playing some games here pretty soon. We love to play games here.
Ready. I haven't seen a movie since 2007.
The love the games. Really? Well, because I accidentally picked... So a fairly old selection of movies
for
this game.
That's
good
for
Matt. Yes. Okay, that's good. Because I worried about Matt and his... Because you guys are a good 20, 30 years apart in age.
In age, that's correct.
So I don't want to... Wait, you said in age. Like, I was guesstimating 20, 30 apart in something else? No, I was 20 or 30 years apart in...
In age, correct.
Until... Okay.
No, we're 8 years apart. 8 years.
Eight years apart, but that's a
wow,
big difference.
Wow, that's... when you're one, you're you looks old, but one of you looks older for your age than they should.
You look horrible.
I guess that's me.
You look horrible.
I thought I had youthful good looks. What happened?
No. You got a... All right. Completely lost interest in shitting on you.
Save okay. it up for Friday.
Save it up.
All right.
What's the game? What do we got?
The game is called Build a Title.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Let's, one of these people that scurried over and sat close when I asked for people, let's ask one of them.
Have you played this before?
I have not played this game.
You're
going to
be baffled by it. You're going to be baffled by it. There are no rules. There are, but it's like Quidditch. It's too complicated. All right. Could you please name a movie title with three or more words in it?
That's real.
What?
A real movie.
Real one, real movie.
All right.
No.
Gary the Wrath of God.
Make up a movie title. What if he has a screenplay that he's working on? We can work with that.
Wait, what did he just say?
We're going with Aguirre. He went art school on us.
What?
I mean, film school. He went Aguirre.
Oh, Aguirre, Wrath of God.
Wrath, Aguirre, you call it?
That's what I call it.
Is that about Aguirre?
Tomato. Wrath of God. All right, so that's his movie, Aguirre, Wrath of God. And so now the trick is, we're fucked on one end. So this is,
yeah.
This is going to be over in no time.
Unless we can
the
use basketball players from
turns.
The 80s.
Yeah.
Mark Aguirre, Wrath of God.
Oh, there might be... You just gave us an idea.
Oh,
yeah.
I couldn't hear you.
Okay, keep it down, fellas.
That's the only basketball player you know.
I met him when he was in high school.
Oh.
It was a nice... I guess for his autograph.
What were you?
Younger than him.
Oh, okay.
That's a true statement.
I met him when he was in high school. Sounds creepy.
He may have been in college, now that I'm going to rethink my story.
Okay.
I never
so
met him.
We need to...
I got a good one.
We need to add titles, movie titles, to this title to build a title that's a long title. And so you need to end with the word from the previous title or begin with the next. But Matt's excited and fired up to go, so let's have a start.
Well, you'll see how
Aguirre,
it works once I
Aguirre,
do it.
Aguirre, Wrath of God.
Wrath
is that right, God?
Wrath of... I'll say it your way. Aguirre, Wrath of Gods and Monsters.
Gods and Monsters. Okay, that's good.
See that?
Gods.
See how it works? Now, you take monsters or any part of monsters.
Now, yes, you have to start with monsters or end with
Wrath of God and Monsters Ball.
Monsters Ball, okay. So now I have to come up with something that starts with ball or ends in Jerry Maguire.
Oh, wow.
Boom.
Nice.
Wrath of Gods and Monsters Ball.
That was nice.
Jimmy, what do you got? You got to end in Jerry. Or begin with ball.
And it's got to be a movie? I can't.
Yeah, it has to be a motion picture. You can't.
I can't use 60s rock group Mungo and Jerry.
It can't be a children's book.
Mungo Jerry.
It can't be household tool.
Oh, no, Matt goes next.
Oh, yeah, it's Matt's turn. Oh, you're out. Jimmy.
Why's Matt out?
He had a second to think. No, ends in Jerry. I can't think of anything that ends in Jerry. Blank Jerry.
Oh, there's something about Jerry.
What happened to Jerry?
You ever see that one?
Did you know about the Jerry Morgans? Or did you hear about the Morgans?
Oh, boy, ball. Go with ball.
Okay,
man.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
I heard she has a horse face and he has sex with prostitutes.
Jerry Maguire, Wrath of Gods and Monsters, Ball About Eve.
Ball About Eve. I like it.
You can use any part of the word.
All about
Oh, you chose to use the all, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So now you got to do one that starts with Eve, so that's kind of a softball.
Jerry
Aguirre, Wrath of God.
Wrath of God and Monsters, ball about Every Which Way But Loose.
Oh!
Wait, that doesn't work.
That uses all of the Eve.
Every Which Way But Loose.
Every freaking letter in Eve.
Wow.
Every,
you're like a Native
way,
American playing this game.
I'm very good at this game.
Monsters
if
ball
I don't follow any of the rules,
Every
I'm great at this.
Wait, way
what did he do again?
Loose.
Ball.
And I'm going to go loose change. Because there has to have been a movie called Loose Change. There has to be, right?
Well,
Loose Change? Well, who was in it?
Yeah, look it up. Let's take
it was Truffaut, wasn't it? Oh, that was small change.
And I think you're the, and also quick change is the with the.
Oh, there's a 9/11 documentary called Loose Change.
Whoa, yeah, never forget.
Because a lot of it.
Can't believe we forgot that.
Why would you have forgotten that motion picture, sir?
It's about the man. It's about the man. It's about the man who made a lot of money in Loose Change after the. It's horrible. It's a horrible movie.
It's your turn.
Change. So change is.
Oh, that's a piece of
change.
A, come on.
Change something.
A child could do it. It's embarrassing.
Change. Somebody's yelling over there.
Oh, okay, I got it.
You got it?
Jerry Maguire, Wrath of Gods and Monsters, Ball About Every Which Way But Loose Changeling.
Oh, nice. Wow, groans from the audience. Pulled it off and got groans from the audience.
What did you have? What did you have?
Change of Season.
What? I don't know what that is.
That's a motion picture about 1974. Terrific.
Oh, I can't believe I can't believe that wasn't on the top of my...
John Faust was in it.
Now I really now I'm really embarrassed.
But if we switch to movie directors, this is doable.
I mean, this doesn't change.
Jerry Maguire, Wrath of Gods and Monsters, Ball About Every Which Way But Loose Change, Lingmar Bergman.
I'll accept it. Yeah. Do it.
Oh, you got
wow. He's accepting it.
I'm accepting
it's my
it.
My game. He's
Ingrid Bergman.
Bergman.
And then I say, man of all seasons.
Of all seasons.
I'm insisting on seasons being involved in this game.
Seasons.
Season Change by Exposé.
Or Sons.
People change. People change.
See Sons. You could do a Sons word.
Wait. See Sons of Anarchy. That's a TV show. Never mind.
Yeah.
Sons of All Seasons.
Disqualified.
Sons.
I got away with film director, but you can't get away with...
Yeah, but I can't use TV show for some
filmed
reason.
Filmed TV show.
Well, but there's got to be a son.
Sons.
No help.
Whoa. Sons-in-law.
Sons-in-law.
Pauly Shore in a dual role.
Sons-in-law.
Sons and Daughters. I'm going to say that's a movie. Sons and Daughters? Is that a movie?
No, that's a TV show. Let's fuck this game. We ended with... There's no winners. Only losers. We ended with Jerry Maguire, Wrath of Gods and Monsters, Ball About Every Which Way But Loose, Changeling, Mark Bergman.
It really
of
ended
all
with,
seasons.
With that.
Nobody wins. There's a real winner in the Leonard Maltin game, so let's get to that. Let's get to the Leonard Maltin game.
That was
game.
Fun. We could at least put that down as a win.
We could, yeah, let's... Okay, let me just quickly mark that down.
Win?
That was one mark in the fun column.
Mm-hmm. I like to laugh.
We hit the fun ball around. Okay, so let's pick some contestants here to
play. I thought
play.
There were contestants for the last game. What happened? Oh, they just suggested.
He just suggested a title, and now he's out. That was his big exciting moment, getting to pick a title. Was it worth
that
scurrying
was
over
exciting.
For? Yeah, it was fun, right? All right. Well, I'm going to let these two play in the game. Let me ask this nice young lady her name.
Aurora,
and who would you like to be playing for you? You get to pick first between Matt Belknap, sidekick, Jimmy Pardo, star. Star of Never Not Funny. Who would you like to play on your behalf?
I have to pick Jimmy Pardo.
Thank you,
she
Aurora.
She had to do it, Matt.
That's perfectly
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no
because
idea why.
Because I have Dax Shepard, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah!
Now again, Never Not Funny. You could see on videotape what they're doing.
That's just for the crowd. That's just for the
but
audience.
Here at I Love Movies, you cannot see that this gentleman does indeed look like Dax Shepard. But is not Dax Shepard's been a guest on the show. I can confirm this.
Making
is not,
it even more confusing
not,
for the home listener.
This is not Dax
what?
Shepard.
What Dax is coming out?
So Aurora is playing Please. With Jimmy. And
what was that face, Aurora? We just said it's not on video. That's not going to fly.
And
you know what? I'm, no,
Dax
Aurora's
is going to be
out.
Played
for.
Dax is played for by Matt. And what's your actual name, Dax?
Shane.
I'm going to go with Dax.
Dax. Yeah.
Just stick with Dax.
Good call.
That's the kind of I've learned that kind of crowd work from Jimmy Pardo. Jimmy Pardo.
I was going to say that had a horn on it.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go.
It was a unicorn.
Horns are fun.
Yeah. What do you do? Here we go.
This is how it works. Today's Leonard Maltin subject, in honor of Never Not Funny and their million hour podcast.
For charity.
Oh, yeah, it's for charity.
For charity. Did you mention that earlier?
No, I don't think I did.
What's for the charity?
The Smile Train.
Okay.
Which helps cleft palates.
All right. If you're just going to sit here and make up charities, then how can you expect people to want to give money? No, it's a great charity, and contribute, and it'll be fun because it'll be like a telethon.
Right, right.
You'll actually keep track of how much you've got as the night goes on.
Yeah, just go to pardcast.com, and you will be able to donate from there. You'll watch from there, do everything you want
to
do.
For those that don't listen, that's a play on my name and podcast.
Yes, Jimmy PardoCast. All right, so here we go. Audience member who wins, you guys win on their behalf, will get a shirt from Dope Couture. It's a really awesome shirt. And you could get more Dope Couture at dopecouture.com or go look at it because you don't know what
how
it looks like.
How many t-shirt companies do you have working for you, Doug?
Now,
every
guys,
week it's a
no,
new
these
thing.
These guys are just nice people that I met when I was on the road in, I was in Bloomington, Indiana, and they're like a downtown cool little shop, and they were nice to me. And then then you can get medical marijuana tour shirts at donkeytees.com, still donkeytees.com. And the winner is also going to get both of my CDs, Unbalanced Load, which is available at AST Records. And
Humoridian.
Professional Humoridian, which is available at AST Records, and Unbalanced Load, which is available at Comedy Central Records. It's confusing.
Agreed.
What was I talking about? Oh, let's play the game. The subject is classic comedies, in my opinion. No, they're comedies. That's not like a mislead, like it's going to be like, I gave you Showgirls. No, because that is a pretty funny movie.
It is.
Now that I mention it. But no, these are intentionally funny movies that I enjoyed because of, in tribute to Never Not Funny. And we'll start with Jimmy.
Yes.
And I will tell you the year the movie came out, which would be 1976.
Got it.
I'm using the Leonard Maltin app now on
iTunes. That is crazy.
Yeah, so I don't have to have the big book anymore.
And now we can't cheat.
And you can't cheat by figuring out what part of the album.
Damn it!
Yeah. Yeah, this
needed
is
that.
Technology wins, everybody. Okay, so this is from 1976. It's a comedy that I enjoy quite a bit. Leonard Maltin gave it 3 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wasn't as into it as I was. And you have 6 names to determine what this movie is. How many names do you think you can do it in?
6.
He says 6 names, Matt. Goes with a bold move at the top.
Can I also
not
say 6?
But you have to go 5.
I am not confident
you have to
with
go
5.
5. I feel good about 5 for you, actually.
Okay, 5.
I would encourage Jimmy to go 4.
Then I'm
going to
do it.
No.
Jimmy's going 4.
Do you encourage Matt to go 3? I suggest you do.
I think you can. I think you can go as low as 2 and still win this thing.
Keep in mind,
it's
I am
from
8 years younger
it's
than
from
Jimmy
1976.
Yeah.
76, Bicentennial, spare it.
Yeah, I was two.
Flags and flutes.
I'm nervous.
Where are we at?
Okay,
who's
3.
Going? You're going 3. He's going 3 names. What do you say, Jimmy? Do you say name that movie or do you go 2 names?
Well, it sounds like you want me to go with the deuce.
I think you can get it in 2.
Double
I think
dip,
both
huh?
of you can get it in 2. If you
really
apply yourself. If you apply yourself.
Give me the year again.
If you don't act all stupid like that girl Precious that let her father knock her up twice.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa. Why are you so
I'm
against
so
the
proud
Niedermeyers
of that one.
Today?
I'm so proud of that one.
Why are you anti-Niedermeyers?
Stop saying Niedermeyer.
You started it.
I take it back. What was Kevin Bacon's name in Animal House? Let's change it to him. Okay.
Extra
what do you want to
two?
Do? You want to say no? He played Chip.
He
I
was
think
a frat
his
guy.
Name.
Chip
his name
or
is Chip.
Chase or something.
Yeah. Okay. So
two.
Doug.
I'll go
not
two.
Not Doug.
Okay. I'll go two.
Niedermeyer was Doug. I think he was Douglas Niedermeyer.
Yeah.
You say two.
So that's what I'm saying is that I
are black.
I appreciate them in my heart.
Name that
because I'm Douglas Niedermeyer. He says name it.
Name
in 2, Jimmy.
Okay.
Here we go. Name
it
in 2.
Love it.
Alfred W. Lutter. That's a giveaway name. But this second name is extra triple giveaway name. From 1976, a comedy that I appreciate, Len Maltin didn't like as much as I did, Jackie Earl Haley.
Ah, damn it! It's not losing it. It's not breaking away. It's not foxes. I know a lot about Jack Earl Haley, with the exception...
Wait a second, were any of those a comedy?
No, but I know what movies he's in. No, Losing It was supposed to be a comedy. Remember Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was supposed to be. Shelley Long.
Yeah, Shelley Long, and he bangs around with her in a hat.
Shelley Long, I don't think she's ever been in a drama. I think you know it's comedy when Shelley Long's involved. Except for Money Pit.
76 with Jack...
Come on! You gotta be kidding me! People in the audience are going nuts!
Are they?
They can't take it.
I don't think that's true.
Are they?
I went nuts for a second, but I got control of myself.
Maybe I should have said name it after three.
How did the world become aware of Jackie Earl Haley, the great Jackie Earl Haley?
Come on, don't give it to him.
He's clearly not going to get it no matter what
I say. I'm not
going
to get it.
Rorschach would come in here and murder you.
I don't get that.
He'll face fuck you to death.
I don't care for that kind of humor.
It's a very violent world, Watchmen.
Who's watching them?
Yeah, exactly. Who is watching them? So, Matt, you can't steal it because we don't have that element of the
Bears. Game. Bad News Bears! Right?
That's correct.
Bad News Bears!
I use the old ancient Chinese secret of if you change the subject and it comes to you.
Yeah, you know it did. You were
right. I got off your back and then you thought of
it. Yeah, Jack.
All right, so... Jimmy wins the point, but that was very unfair.
No, I got it.
That was very unfair.
That was very fair. You gave me a chance to answer, and I got it.
You did.
Bad News Bears, right. Jackie Haley.
I'm going to really help Matt on the next one.
Jack Haley.
I was going to say Jack A. That's probably not close. is that wrong?
Go. Real good guess.
We got to do this.
By the way, I thought it was Little Children, so I feel okay for not going for that.
From 1976, Little Children, the movie that came out 2 years
ago. Yes, so funny.
He's younger than us, Doug. He's much younger
than
us.
And it wasn't a comedy, except for the pool scene.
and the swings, for that matter.
It was.
A lot of fun.
Bill Murray
not
comes
since
in
Caddyshack
starts chewing on
with
some
the candy
those.
Bar in the pool.
It's
has
not
there
so
been
bad.
A funnier pool scene?
Got that little thing going on in my eye again.
Yeah.
All right. 1984 is the year.
Little butterfly?
Jimmy
got the point, so Matt goes first.
84?
84 is the year.
Okay.
84.
Classic comedy.
We still on comedies?
Yes. I give it three... I mean, he gives it 3 stars. He almost tricked me into giving it 3 stars. You're so persuasive, Leonard Maltin.
That was the funniest thing you said.
God damn it.
You've ever said.
3 stars from Len, 4 from me. Perfect comedy.
You loved it.
Yeah. And it's got...
From 84.
Nine names from 84.
Can you tell us what it was rated?
No, I can't.
No. All right.
I'll tell you individually if you end up having to be the one to name it. Let's say that.
Where's Papa?
No pre-guesses.
I apologize.
And also, that was a lot earlier than 1984.
I know it was.
Ruth Gordon was in the ground 10 years. Before 84.
Because she's a mole.
She was great in Beneath the Planet of the Apes as a mole woman. Okay, so...
how many names?
Matt, you got 9 names. Let's do this.
84.
Lucky number 7.
He's going 7 names, Jimmy.
I'll go 6, half dozen.
Jimmy says 6. There's not a baker involved. 5 from Matt.
Half a decade.
I like to play.
It's not, you're not,
you
it's
know
not
what?
Years. You're
I'll
not
go
talking
four
about
top.
Years. He's going 4 years. He can name it in 4 years.
See, I just like to play, but I don't know if I can do 3.
Do it and
I don't
play.
Want to just sit here and
I
watch
think
you
you'd have a,
steal my glory.
I think you'd be in a little bit of trouble with 3 names, to be honest with you.
I think he's got a good chance.
I think four names is really hard.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Name it.
Yeah, okay, here we go. The last name, first name from the bottom is Fran Drescher.
It's not Spinal Tap. That wasn't 84, was it? Yeah, that was 84.
Oh, boy.
Fran Drescher was in Spinal Tap.
You better just hit the fucking...
Damn it! Is it Spinal Tap?
Yeah, it's Spinal Tap. It could be Spinal Tap.
You're sick.
They should do a new version of Jeopardy where you just go, it couldn't be Phosphorus.
Well, you know why? Because you said 4 would be hard.
I have to make that face like, yeah, it could be. I couldn't let you just think about it for 10 minutes, giving up on the answer immediately.
I like that
Drescher,
idea.
Boom.
The low self-confidence Jeopardy.
Is it?
Okay, so let's give out some prizes.
Well, Aurora wins the prize. You're
Aurora
welcome,
wins
Aurora.
All the prizes. Aurora wins.
I'm very good at this.
A medical marijuana tour t-shirt.
Yeah.
Don't know how I got a hold of that.
Why doesn't Jimmy get one of those?
She wins from Dope Couture. She wears something that says something about dope on it, like, I'm dope, smoke me. Which doesn't make sense on a person, but you know. And then both of my CDs that I mentioned earlier, Professional Humor Idiot and Unbalanced Load. There you go.
I don't know what I'm up
for. Aurora. And, but runner-up always wins a prize at my shows. So, sir, Dax, Shane, if you'd like, who would you like me to call a shithead at the very end of this podcast?
Dax Shepard.
Wow, he's a good friend of mine. Good
has
friend
ever
of
happened?
Mine. This is going to be painful.
Sharp improviser. Former guest, has that ever happened? I don't think so.
I don't know if it, no. This is
could
unprecedented.
Change everything.
This could really. This could be a game changer. This could be. I might not ever
game
have him on the
man.
Show again.
Game changer,
you might
game
have. You might have ruined it for. He doesn't listen to this. He doesn't. Like this would be the one where I call him and go, "You really should listen to this one." But you just say that because you're just jealous.
Oh, thank you.
He's just upset that he looks like him. That's the only reason he said it. Let me write it in before I forget Dax Shepard. So do you guys have anything to plug before we go? We really got to get going.
Just really mention that thing up top. We're good.
Do you know who Dax Shepard's girlfriend is?
Some people fast forward past the top, so let's mention it again.
Yes.
Who?
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell is Dax Shepard's girlfriend.
So you should feel good about that.
They got a movie together. They got a movie together coming out in, I think it comes out January. It's called When in Rome.
I'm going to see it.
Yeah, me too.
You're flying to Rome to see that, right?
You know what?
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Wait a second.
You got to walk out on
you
that.
You got to leave on that one? All right.
He's got to.
All right. You got any live dates coming up?
Nah.
Settle down, everybody. I got more talking to do. They're trying to drive me off the stage with their applause.
December 12.
Here we go.
You Fascinate Me right here at the UCB.
UCB Theater in Los Angeles. UCBtheater.com. Theater spelled faggy with R-E. R-E.
November 28, right here at the UCB, the Writers' Room, and the 27th, the podcast.
So if you don't live in Los Angeles, the best best way to see Jimmy's face is to subscribe to the podcast and watch the live streaming video. And as always, Dax Shepard is a shithead. Now it's time for Bill to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes